Proclamation number 0849 of 5th of April, 1939. Purpose of the work of creation. No total annihilation. With the destruction of the world, i.e., of all visible creation, all spiritual substances would remain undeveloped. They would, so to speak, no longer find any material to stay in and would therefore always and forever remain in the same state, since they would have no task through which the spiritual substances could be brought to maturity. It was therefore in the Creator's purpose to redeem this spiritual substance from inactivity on the one hand and from incompleteness on the other hand. It was in his purpose to draw all spiritual substances to himself, which was never possible in this immature state. He therefore gave it countless opportunities to mature, and thus creation became, as it were, a means to an end. Creation in itself is not the purpose and aim of the creating divine power, but the final unification of all spiritual with God, which again only became possible through creation. Everything that is visible to the human eye has the great task of leading the spiritual within it to the eternal divinity, for in all matter the spiritual struggles upwards. If the divine creator at times abandons any works of creation to destruction or annihilation through his will, then this is well considered insofar as it releases the spiritual that is sheltered within itself, which can now take up residence in still existing or newly emerging creation. But the whole annihilation, a downfall of all creation, would be eternal punishment for everything still immature spiritual. However, the divine creator's love is not of such a nature that he allows everything that has come forth from him to remain in such a state which does not correspond to the creator's perfection. Therefore, a complete destruction of creation will never come into question, only a permanent change of everything that exists, as far as it does in association with matter. Matter, as the carrier of all spiritual substances, must be subjected to permanent change in order to ensure permanent higher development. Only with the entry into the spiritual kingdom is matter no longer needed, but it still exists in the imagination of the imperfect spiritual being until it has freed itself from the lost desire for it and then only lives in love, which is the epitome of all spiritual substances. The moment of union with God can only occur in complete separation from all matter, and thus all creation must have been lived through. The soul must have conquered every form, every work of creation, it must have worked its way through everything visible, it must have taken everything spiritual from it, increased itself with it, and now stand before its Creator in all perfection and long for the final union with Him. Then the work of creation will have completely fulfilled its purpose, and the spiritual will have been delivered to the Heavenly Father and Creator from eternity. Amen.